天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。
亲爱的好朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，欢迎您步入我们今天的天路导向。林真儿在这里给您请安，愿耶稣基督的平安恩典随着您。那在周末的时候，真儿有最开心的一件事情，就是能够和您在空中相遇。特别还有另外一件开心的事呢，就是因为这短短的30分钟的相遇时间啊，非常的有意义。而且呢，约瑟夫牧师他常常带给我们一些非常精彩生动的故事。如果您是个喜欢听故事或者是讲故事的人呢，千万不要忘了每周末的时间准时打开您的收音机收听我们的天路导向，因为约瑟夫牧师会带给我们许多许多精彩的故事。最近呢，我们在进行新的一系列的信息，叫做故事的精髓。哎呀，从这个名字我们就看见一定有许多精彩的故事等着我们呢。那最近呢，约瑟夫牧师和我们在分享啊，耶稣基督在世上的日子，他怎么样用比喻、用精彩的故事去教导他的门徒。那么在上一次的信息里面，约瑟夫牧师已经跟我们讲了耶稣基督他所做的天国是一个面教的这个比喻。那么今天呢，会带来另外一个精彩的比喻，其实也是真儿自己非常非常非常非常非常喜欢的一个故事，就是耶稣基督所说的关于葡萄园工人的比喻。我相信很多的人对这个比喻也不会太陌生了。也就是说，待会儿呀，我们就会走进这个故事当中去，我们来看一看，哎，这里面所提到的这些人有没有我们的影子。我常在想，很多的时候呢，我们基督徒一听见这个故事啊，立即就把自己想成是最后一个进入葡萄园的那一个啊，蒙受神恩典的人。实际上我在想，其实啊，耶稣基督说这个比喻的时候，目的是要让他的门徒知道说，原来我们是第一批进入葡萄园的那批工人。为什么呢？因为我们不够感恩，我们常常会埋怨说，他比我信主还晚，但是他却得到了神那么多的恩典，那我呢，在这里为神做工，辛辛苦苦勤勤恳恳地在这里服侍主，为什么啊，我的家庭还是这样的啊，这么多的矛盾啊，我的身体还是这么不健康啊，我心情还是这么的不舒畅，我的工作还是这么的不顺利。那也许就是在这许许多多的问题和埋怨当中，我们就失去了我们的喜乐，更失去了在天国而来的这个意向和盼望。所以今天这个信息对你我来说都非常的重要，我盼望您能够陪伴真儿，都不要走开，我们来听一听约瑟夫牧师他的信息到底带给我们一个什么样的生命的启示。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a delight for us to know that you are there tuning in to listen to this program.
很高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
It is my prayer that God is using this series of messages to bless your life.
但愿神能用这个节目来赐福你的生命。
And to some of you may discover the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time.
也许我们中间有些人是第一次接触主耶稣基督。
Today I want to begin by telling you a true story.
今天我想先给你讲一个真实的故事。
A story that is told of a simple shepherd who was appointed a prime minister of Persia.
故事说的是一个牧人被命名为波斯的总理。
The king of Persia appointed the shepherd to that position because of his faithfulness.
波斯国王是因着牧人的忠诚而任命他的。
The other cabinet ministers were angry.
其他内阁的大臣们都愤愤不平。
They who came from upper class.
他们来自上层社会。
Those who had higher education.
他们受过高等教育。
those who were refined and sophisticated.
那些有修养也有内涵的人。
They were master politicians.
他们都是政治家。
Surely one of them should have been the prime minister.
理所当然应当是其中的一位成为总理。
And out of jealousy, they conspired to bring some sort of accusation against the king's own choice for prime minister.
出于嫉妒，他们就想要合伙攻击国王自选的这位总理。
They began to watch the prime minister very closely.
他们开始监视总理。
They watched his movements.
观察他的一举一动。
They watched his comings and his goings.
监视他的出入。
They found nothing objectionable.
但却毫无发现。
Except that once a week he would enter a little room which he had kept locked and would shut himself in that room for an hour each week.
唯一例外就是他每周必有一个小时把自己关在一个平常都锁着的小屋里。
The nobleman saw a sinister reason behind this action, so they informed the monarch of this unusual behavior.
那些道貌岸然的大臣们觉得定有蹊跷，于是就向国王奏报了此事。
They told the king that they were certain that in the room the prime minister was hoarding all of the king's precious possessions that he must have stolen.
他们告诉国王说，总理一定在那个小房间里藏匿了所有他从国王那里偷来的宝物。
The king doubted their story, but nonetheless he gave them permission to break in and search the room.
国王非常怀疑他们的故事，但还是许可他们打开那房间去搜查一下。
To their utter amazement, the only thing they found in that locked room was a small bundle that was containing a dilapidated pair of shoes and an old robe.
使他们大吃一惊的是，在这锁着的小房间里，他们只发现了一双破旧的鞋和一件破旧的袍子。
When he was brought before the king,
当他被带到国王面前时，
the prime minister was asked why had he kept these two items in a locked up room.
国王问他为什么要抱着这两样东西锁在房里。
His reply was very simple.
他的回答很简单。
I wore those things when I was a shepherd.
我做牧人时就穿这个。
And once a week I go into the room and look at them, lest I should forget what I once was.
每周我进屋去看他们一次，这是为了提醒自己不要忘了我以前的身份。
And how unworthy I am of all the kindness and the honor that your majesty has bestowed upon me.
我是多么不配得到国王你的厚爱。
What a contrast is this attitude with the attitude of the full-day laborer in Jesus' parable of the vineyard.
这个态度和耶稣在葡萄园的比喻里提到的工人的态度形成鲜明的对比。
For those of you joining these broadcasts for the first time, we are in the midst of a series of selected parables called The Point of the Story.
如果你今天是第一次收听我们的节目，我们正在讲一系列关于耶稣所说到的比喻的信息，叫做故事的精髓。
Let's listen to this parable.
我们一起来听听这个比喻。因为天国好像家主清早出去，雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。约在四初出去，看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。约在午正和申初又出去，也是这样行。约在酉初出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱。 从后来的起到先来的为止。约在犹初雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？那你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
In this parable, Jesus was talking to his listeners about a common everyday recurrence.
在这个比喻里，耶稣告诉他的听众一个每天都会发生的普遍情况。
Every day, men went out early in the morning and waited in the labor exchange for a landowner or a herd keeper to come and hire them for a day.
每一天，男人来到劳务市场，等着地主或是牧场主来雇用他们做一天的临时工。
A normal working day was 12 hours.
正常的工作时间是一天12小时。
It began at 6 in the morning and ended at 6 in the evening.
从早上6点到下午6点。
These men made a denarius or a drachma, or an equivalent of today's money would be about 1 Egyptian pounds for a full day's work.
这些人一天赚一钱银子，相当于现在埃及币的一磅。
With that, they fed their children with the most basic food, and that was about it.
只够用来维持孩子们的温饱，仅此而已。
Jesus said that the vineyard owner came in first thing in the morning around 6 a.m.
耶稣说，葡萄园主一大早就来到市场。
And hired some of the men and sent them into the vineyard after agreeing on the going price for 1 denarius.
雇用了一批人进到园子里做工，并说好工价是一钱银子。
Then at 9 a.m., he hired more men and sent them on.
9点时又出去雇了一些人。
Then about 12 noon, he hired yet more men and sent them onto the vineyard.
12点又雇了一批人到葡萄园做工。
And then finally around 5 p.m., with only 1 hour of work left, he hired some more people.
最后大约下午五点，离放工时间只有一小时了，他又去雇了更多的人。
Vineyards were mostly planted on terraced hillside where the land is not as fertile as in the valley below.
葡萄园一般都是半山腰的梯田，土地没有山谷的肥沃。
So carrying some good soil uphill was a known to be back-breaking work.
所以搬运好土上山，俗称折腰之功。
But the big events in the vineyards have always been the harvest time.
然而葡萄园的大日子就是它收获季节。
Which must be done by September, which is still very hot time of the year.
通常是在每年的九月，也是一年最热的季节。
Usually, laborers who worked in the vineyards were near the bottom of the socioeconomic level.
通常在葡萄园干活的都是社会的最低层人士。
They worked from job to job, and they got paid at the end of each day.
他们通常做临时工，干一天活领一天的钱。
And there were no guarantees that they'll have a job the next day.
而且第二天就不知找不找得到工作。
Because they were unskilled and desperate for work, they were often vulnerable and taken advantage of by dishonest foremen.
因为他们没有什么技能，又十分需要工作，所以常被狡诈的工头剥削。
I want you to notice something very important in this story.
在这个故事里，我想请你注意一件很重要的事。
The landowner does not offer a particular amount of money to the men whom he hired late.
原主并没有和那些迟来的雇工讲好工价。
He only tells the first group how much he will pay them.
他只跟第一批工人讲好一天的工价。
To the rest, he says, I will do the right thing by you.
对其余的，他只是说，所当给的我必定给你们。
So at the end of the day, pay time comes.
所以一天下来，到了付工钱的时刻。
The owner pays the ones who worked for 1 hour first.
原主先发给那些只工作了一小时的。
And he gives them a denarii.
他给了他们一钱银子。
Then he pays all the others exactly the same.
然后付给所有的工人一样的工价。
The laborers complained.
工人们就开始抱怨了。
Now listen to what I'm going to tell you.
朋友，请听我说。
Be careful when you begin to feel sorry for yourself like these laborers.
当你向那些工人开始为自己打抱不平时，你就要小心了。
Someone said being overcome with envy is like running into the ocean.
有人说被嫉妒吞没就如同冲入大海中。
The deeper you go in, the harder it is to get out.
越深越难以自拔。
Let me put this parable in context.
让我来讲讲这个比喻的故事背景。
In the last few verses of Matthew 19, Peter was displaying the attitude of one of those 12-hour laborers.
在马太福音十九章的最后几节经文里，彼得就表现出那做了十二个钟头的工人其中一人的态度来了。
Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you." What then will there be for us?
彼得说，看啊，我们已撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
Jesus makes them a promise regarding rewards, but then he goes on immediately into telling them about salvation.
耶稣就此给了他们一个应许，但紧接着他就向他们解释了救恩。
Jesus is not talking about rewards here, but he is talking about salvation.
耶稣在这儿不是说奖赏，乃是在说救恩。
The problem with some Christians who have been believers for many years is that they get jaded in their spirits.
有些信主许多年的基督徒出现了问题，就是因为他们开始有了属灵的骄傲。
They take their salvation for granted.
他们开始把救恩当作是理所当然的。
They begin to think that there is something special about them.
他们开始认为自己有什么了不起。
They easily develop a self-righteous Pharisaic attitude.
他们很容易生发出自义的法利赛人的脸孔。
Someone said, 1 hour of fretting will drain more of your vitality than a week of work.
有人曾说过，千里之堤毁于蚁穴。
1 minute of rankling jealousy and knowing envy will hurt you more than a drink of poison.
一时的争竞嫉妒就像喝毒药一样有害。
So Jesus says to the ones who have been complaining and murmuring out of jealousy.
所以耶稣就对那些因着嫉妒而愤愤不平的人说，
Wasn't it our agreement for you to work for a full day for a denarius?
你和我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
Are you questioning my grace?
你是不满我的恩典吗？
Why do you question my generosity?
你为何质疑我的好心肠呢？
So, what is the point of this story?
那么故事的精髓是什么呢？
The point of the story is this.
故事的精髓就是，
God is a sovereign God.
神是有权柄的神。
And whether the person is saved at the age of 7 or at the age of 70, both will go to heaven.
不论这人是在七岁或是七十岁得救的，他都一样上天堂。
Those who see themselves as deserving more of God's grace because of their early salvation are blinded with jealousy and envy.
那些自以为因着早早得救就配得神更多恩典的人，是被他们的嫉妒弄瞎了眼。
Those early workers were jealous and envious, not because of reason, but because of selfishness.
那些早到的工人完全是出于自私心态而生发嫉妒的。
And selfishness is the root of jealousy.
自私就是嫉妒的根源。
At the very core of envy, you will find selfishness and self-centeredness.
在每一个嫉妒的中心，你一定会发现自私和自我中心。
The accusation of the landowner of unfairness is not grounded on love for justice.
责问原主的公平，并不是出于对公义的热爱。
But based on self-serving.
那是为自我的私心。
What they received was based on the agreement that they made and the contract they signed.
他们得到的是根据他们讲好的合约。
Jealousy and envy are very destructive things in the life of a Christian.
嫉妒对基督徒生命的破坏力是很大的。
One way to test this is by listening to yourself and see whom you criticize the most.
有个办法可以测试，就是想想看，平时你最常批评的人是谁。
Because people always criticize the one whom they secretly envy.
因为人总爱批评他们暗暗嫉妒的那个人。
Envy is the mother of the critical spirit.
嫉妒是论断之灵的母亲。
Ask yourself this question.
请扪心自问。
When you see someone who is more blessed than you are, do you rejoice for them?
当看到有人比你更蒙福的时候，你是否和他一同快乐呢？
When you see someone saved later in life, do you rejoice with them?
当你看到有人晚年时终于信了主，你是否和他一同快乐呢？
When you see someone more gifted than you are you glad for them?
当你看到有人比你更有恩赐，你是否和他一同快乐呢？
When you see someone succeed where you have failed, do you give thanks?
当你看到有人在你失败的地方比你成功，你是否为他感恩呢？
What is Jesus teaching us in this parable is this.
耶稣借着这个比喻告诉我们，
God the Father is the landowner.
天父是原主。
The foreman is the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是管工。
The vineyard is God's kingdom.
葡萄园是神的国。
The laborers are all the believers.
工人就是信徒。
And the denarius is eternal life.
一钱银子是永生。
The workday is the believer's life of service.
一个工作日就是信徒一生的服事。
Jesus is not asking you to go out and run your business this way.
耶稣不是叫你照这样去做你的工作。
No, but this has to do with salvation.
不是，他乃是在解释救恩。
God's sovereign principle for salvation is very simple.
神的救赎原则非常简单。
Whoever comes to him in faith through his son shall be saved.
因着信他的儿子来到他面前的人都会得救。
Whether their sins are big or small.
无论他们最大最小。
Whether they have sinned for a long time or for a short time.
无论他们犯罪时间长或短。
Whether they have long dedicated service or a deathbed conversion.
无论他们是不是服侍很久，或是临死前才悔改。
Contrast the thief on the cross with John the Apostle.
我们来比较一下十字架上的强盗和门徒约翰。
The thief on the cross didn't have 1 hour to serve Christ.
强盗连一小时的时间都没有拿来服侍主。
Yet the Apostle John lived to serve until he was in his 90s.
然而约翰却活到九十几岁。终生服侍主。
Both received eternal life.
两个人都得到了永生。
This is the point of the parable.
这就是故事的精髓所在。
This parable tells me that as long as a person has a breath, he or she has an opportunity to turn to God through Jesus Christ and be saved.
比喻告诉我们，只要一个人一息尚存，他就有机会得救悔改。
Have you prayed for someone and they have not believed yet?
你曾否为一些还没有得救的人祷告呢？
Even though they may be living in their 11th hour,
尽管他们还活在自己的第十一个小时里。
Take heart.
不要灰心。
Keep on praying.
继续祷告。
God can bring them to the vineyard even in the 11th hour.
神能在第十一个小时带领他们进入葡萄园。
Are you a seeker or a searcher?
如果你是一个寻求真理的人。
Who has begun to think that it may be too late for you to turn your life over to the sovereign king?
你开始认为现在把自己交给神已经太迟了。
It is never too late.
永远不迟。
You can do that today.
你今天就可以这么做。
Invite the Lord Jesus to take you into his kingdom.
请求主耶稣带你进入他的国度。
By inviting him into your life.
邀请他进入你的生命中。
And after you do that, write to us and let us know.
如果你这样做了，请来信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，再会。
是的，为您进行的节目是《天路导向》，继续由林真儿为您在空中服务。刚刚的这段信息，真儿相信对您的生命一定有所触动和帮助。如果有的话，千万不要忘了你要写信来告诉真儿哦，让真儿能够和您一起快乐，一起欢喜。当然，如果您现在生命当中有许多的问题，或者是您在思想啊这些信息所带给您的生命当中的一些困惑，你自己没有办法来解释、来解答的话呢，真儿非常的欢迎您可以写信来给我。那如果是真儿自己也不会的话，真儿起码可以为您祷告啊，而且呢，也盼望在未来的日子里面，您时常可以和我相聚在天路导向。那真儿为您预备了一份小礼物，是一本中英对照的小书，叫做《找寻渴求已久的喜乐》（Finding the Joy You've Always Wanted）。如果您也懂英文，如果您也想知道怎么样找寻这份喜乐的话呢，不要忘了写信到天路导向给林真儿收。我的林是双木林，真是真理的真，儿是孩儿的儿。真儿因着自己可以啊，在您的生命当中有一点点帮助而感恩而赞美神。但愿神的恩惠和慈爱时常的随着您，也愿意您啊，在未来的日子里面可以借着这个天路导向这个节目呢啊，可以来认识我们的主耶稣基督，或者是如果您已经是主内的弟兄姐妹的话，正而盼望这个节目可以带给您生命一些新的看见和启示。但愿这个节目也成为一个复兴的火种，来点燃我们心里面的爱火。好的，愿神赐福给您和您的全家人，下次节目再会咯，拜拜。